You know, we don't know anything about the practices of humanity since the beginning of time. Oh, sure, there are untoward relationships now, but if you read the history books, that's one reason I want you to go to the library more often. And you tell the librarian, Holy Roman Empire, please! Could you look up the Emperor Tukas Phasius? And she'll say, Tukas Phasius? I don't recall the Emperor Tukas Phasius. You say, well, I believe he was married to Sleaze Bagia. And then she'll start whipping through the card catalog. It's a fun thing to do. She'll say, can you help me out with the family member? You say, well, yeah, the daughter was Vaginitis. And the son was Foskinius. And that librarian later be like, look, it's crazy. Do you know which period in the Holy Roman Empire? You say, yeah, it was right around the age of Ramrodicus. She'll be sitting there at her computer. I'm scrolling, but I don't see Ramrodicus. Well, he was dating Gangbangia, if that's any help. My brain will be like, Gangbangia, okay. She was close friends with Implantia. Does that help you out? They ran in the circle together. It was Gangbangia, Implantia, and Pungicles. That's how you drive that woman. Nuts at the library. It was around the time of Genghis Khan. She'll have smoke coming out of her computer. I don't know, maybe it's just in my head, but certainly they can't have records of every emperor. That's why I believe that I was Tukas Phasius. And you think the sexual practices of people today? Man, when we take the Visigoth hordes on, I'd summon the armies of Attila Well-Hung and Drulius Caesar, together with my right-hand man Spartacus. When we took over a village, there was nobody there that wasn't sheeping by the time we left. There was even a village of alternate lifestylers ruled by Marco Golo and Can't Stand to Nipple. We'd go in there, take those guys too. Didn't matter. And then after a big battle, we'd come back and celebrate with the wenches. The wenches were my own personal stash, if you will. But men that proved themselves worthy in battle would come with me and enjoy the debauchery that flowed. I said, all right, for meritorious service in combat, suppositorius, hemorrhoidocles, douchebaggius, dildonius, and snarlocles will accompany me down to the baths. Come on! Now, I got dibs on Cleosplatra, but you guys are welcome to choose from Battleaxia, Poontangia, Menstratia, Norformia, Siliconia, Syphilitica, or Jailbaitia. So they went in there and they just waded in. Serious hobbling followed. It was a celebration, a ritual. Guys were high-fiving and glad-handed, cheering each other on. That's it, Hemorrhoidocles. Put your back into it. Go ahead, Bag Sagius. Show them your stuff. Well, after I had achieved the shuddering Shangri-La, I walked upstairs, and there was my bride, Sleaze Bagia. She said, your flatulence, I must speak with you. I said, what is it? She said, well, whenever you go off to war and you come back, which I never know if you are going to come back, but you do, you don't run to my arms, you run down to the wenches and celebrate with them or with captured prisoners. I don't think you love me anymore. I said, Sleaze Baggy, let me tell you something. I love you. That's just exercise down there. You, with you, it's love. With you, it's personal. She said, oh, you couldn't tell who you're with. You get drunk. And I said, oh, yeah? I tell you what. Here's the deal. I'll call six wenches up from the bath. You mix in with them. I'll be blindfolded. The six wenches and you will give me a snarling. I will identify which one you are. Because I love you and you give the best. She said, I don't think you can do it, your incontinence. I said, bring the wenches! Sure enough, they were paraded before me. Pud Pompeius was here to make sure that the experiment went as... All right, the blindfold, please. The royal blindfold. And so, the wenches began. I had the blindfold on. Oh, they brought up a bunch. Endometria was there. Menopausia was there. Menstratia was there. Those baggy was there. Gaseous was there. Ovarium. The usual lot. Let the Snarlands begin! And oh, they went Dutch, Dutch, Dutch. In the aftermath, I took the blindfold off. I said, Sleaze Baggia, you were number three. She said, my God, I was number three. You really can tell the difference. You really do love me. I said, of course I do. Now, run along, darling. Run along. When she was out of earshot, Numbnutsia said to me, sire, how possibly could you have told that was she? I said, easy. I felt the tickle of her mustache.